from 6.37% the week earlier. I'm Grace Thomas with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Radio, Sirius Left 146, America's fastest growing radio station. Because even hardcore conservatives are abandoning their president.
AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A 72-year-old priest tells the Associated Press he used to go naked in saunas with Mark Foley decades ago when the former congressman was a boy in Florida. But AP correspondent Francis D'Amelio, who has interviewed the former priest, reports he denies the two had sex.
He and Mark Foley, when Mark Foley was still a boy, would go to saunas and would both go in naked. I asked him, did he think that was unusual? And he said to me, quote, everybody does that, meaning going naked in saunas.
Anthony Mercieca, speaking by telephone from his Maltese Island home, says a report in the Sarasota Herald Tribune about the relationship was exaggerated. He says we were friends and trusted each other as brothers and loved each other as brothers. Violence continues in Iraq. A suicide bomber driving a fuel tanker struck a major police station in the northern city of Mosul today, killing 12 people, wounding 25, many of them lined up to buy gas. In the meantime, a U.S. military spokesman says efforts to secure Baghdad haven't quite gone according to plan.
The spokesman says they're still seeing a disheartening number of casualties despite their two-month operation to make the capital secure.
Operation Together Forward has made a difference in the focus areas, but has not met our overall expectations of sustaining a reduction and the levels of violence.
Major General William Caldwell says in some cases, U.S. troops have had to go back into areas they've cleared because insurgent activity starts up again.
We're obviously very concerned about what we're seeing in the city.
Caldwell says the U.S. is working with the Iraqis to refocus the security plan. Melissa Gray, Baghdad.
The FBI interviewed a Milwaukee resident today who officials believe was involved in posting internet threats about dirty bomb attacks on seven NFL football stadiums this weekend, but the threats appear to be phony. This is AP Radio News. New York has beaten St. Louis, sending the National League Championship Series to a final game. AP correspondent Jack Briggs is covering.
There will be a seventh game in the NLCS. The New York Mets forced the final game to take place Thursday night in Chase Stadium with a 4-2 win over the St. Louis Cardinals in Game 6. John Main had a gem for the Mets, going 5 1/3, giving up no runs, allowing just two hits, both in the first inning. The St. Louis ace, Chris Carpenter, got the loss, allowing a home run to Jose Reyes in the first, an RBI single to Sean Green in the fourth. He went sixth. The Mets got two more in the seventh, and the Cards got their runs in the ninth. Covering the NLCS, Jack Briggs in New York.
The winner of tonight's seventh and final game goes to Detroit to face the Tigers in Game 1 of the World Series on Saturday. Ford Motor Company will build the last Taurus sometime next week at its plant near Atlanta. A Taurus could be found in seemingly every U.S. neighborhood in the 1980s and 90s. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 7 points. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
You may be sitting there right now, wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-476-2610. That's 1-800-476-2610. 1-800-476-2610.
Isn't it time for a change of scenery? Drivers, isn't that why you became a driver in the first place? To be on the move? If you're waiting too much and moving too little, pay attention. Landspan teams have an average dispatch of 2,000 miles. That's right, the scenery is always changing for Landspan teams, and every mile means money. Solos, check out Landspan's Team Driver Match Program. Call 877-247-4795 to join a company just for teams. Call Landspan at 877-247-4795.
Imagine a world where the time balancers shape history. Where demons rule the sea. Where transit death is the preferred mode of deep space travel. And where love can be found in a red envelope. Get ready to launch into the future.
Buy and read L. Ron Hubbard Presents Writers of the Future, Volume 22, and discover an explosion of talent in 12 new science fiction and fantasy tales. Orson Scott Card says, it keeps sci-fi alive. Available in bookstores or go to writersofthefuture.com.
Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146, presents Lynn Samuels.
Abdul's not seen Cleopatra. It's been almost now a year. How I wonder where she's at, and I wish the old girl were here. Abdul yearns for Cleopatra in the early morning sun. Abdul loves Cleopatra. See, she's still the one. You know, I love Cleopatra. I'm just grateful that I know that old girl. Even though I wonder where she's at, as I wander through this world, and Abdul yearns for Cleopatra. Abdul takes her or takes none. Abdul loves Cleopatra. She's still the one.
All right, Leroy, tell them.
This sucks. This isn't even cute. That's thin. That shit can Jonathan Richman. He used to be cute. I only thought of Jonathan Richman. I thought we'd have at least, like, Ice Cream Man or something. Because somebody wrote a book, you know, CBGB's Clothes, the famous punk club. Filthy bathrooms. And somebody, I just read a review somewhere. I don't know. I read too much. I don't even remember. I used to know exactly where I read things, and I've totally lost track. Somebody wrote a book called CBGB's Heebie Jeebies, that all these punk rockers, that, now this isn't really true, but about, a lot of them were Jewish. You know, the Ramones were Jewish, Joey was Jewish, and certainly Jonathan Richman. And some of the other ones, I mean, I think it's kind of stretching it to, you know, make it sound like all the punk rockers. So I hadn't thought of Jonathan Richman in ages, but we only have three songs, of which I never heard of any. And I was sort of into Jonathan Richman, but that sucks. That's not good. And believe me, I'm not going out and buying a CD. So guess what I did yesterday? I walked out of here and I said, where is he? Where is Bjorn Ulvaeus? And they said, he's right in there. And I just stood like an idiot outside. He wasn't the one we thought he was, by the way. He was short and he had a beard. He wasn't the blonde, Aryan, Swedish-looking guy who I knew was too young. Yeah, he was like, see, he was just sitting there, and because he wasn't doing anything live. You know, you've heard, like, the day Samuel L. Jackson came here, he apparently just went from studio to studio being interviewed. But Bjorn Ulvaeus was, everybody was taping. I would have taken him live if I had known. But so what they did is they sat Bjorn down in one place. And rather than the guests rotating, he just sat there and the hosts rotated, you know, because I saw Cousin Brucey leaving, and I don't know, a couple of other people. So I said, somebody said they were in between people, and they said, oh, you should go in and say hello to him. And I'm like, what can you say? He was ABBA. the guy was ABBA. I mean, I guess I probably should have gone in and said, you know, I play Nina Ballerina every week, and I'd like to know why, and I really would. That is the hardest ABBA song to find. You actually have to go out, and I don't even remember which album it is. You have to buy the album. Now, I know that I tend to pick obscure songs, but I can't believe that Nina Ballerina, which to me is like one of their top five best songs, is such an obscure ABBA song that it's on nothing. Not ABBA Gold, not ABBA, nothing. Not the first four discs that they put out, you know, like 10, 15 years ago, wasn't on that. They had outtakes. They had ABBA songs ABBA probably never heard of. But they had no Nina Ballerina. But I was just like so in awe of him. You know, and I'm saying, I'm probably older than he is too. You know, so like, I'm in awe of like his talent. There are some people, you know what it is? It's because music is something I totally can't do. That's why. I would never be in awe of, say, another talk radio host, ever. You know, it was exciting meeting Howard, but you're not going to fall down dead on the floor, you know, or I wouldn't, and say, oh my God, what could I ever say to Howard Stern? You know, I do the same thing he does, and I'm pretty good at it myself, but people who do music, you know, which is something I could never even dream of doing. You know, that just knocks me out, man. And I've known so many musicians, and, you know, they're all scumbags and fucked up and messed up. Didn't I ever go through the same thing as Fleetwood Mac, I think? It's like, I never even heard of that album. I haven't seen that album. I didn't know there was a greatest hits, but the greatest hits was superseded by ABBA Gold, which is the one, you know, you can get ABBA Gold, nice price, $7.99, $9.99, something like that. But it's, I don't know. Maybe people liked Nina Ballerina at some point and then they stopped liking it. I don't know. To me, it's still the best. But I don't know. I think writers, I've never met a great writer. I think a great writer would probably render me unable to speak. But most of the great writers are dead already. Any writer that's alive, I guess, wouldn't be so great. You know, that was a contemporary of mine. They would just be another English major. So I can't. You want to know why I always get in trouble where I work? No, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell. I'm going on vacation next week, okay? So when you go on vacation next week, when does your vacation start? It begins when you finish work on Friday, right? And your vacation begins immediately. Now, I happen to fit, well, I never finish work, but, you know, I finish being here at 3 o'clock every day. So Andrew Wilkow had a very good idea yesterday. At least he presented it as his idea. How did Dave do that so fast? Anyway, Andrew, because we had made that promo together, me and Wilkow, and it sucked. It really did. It's terrible. I hated it. I don't know how many of you ever heard it, but I didn't like it. And Andrew, I guess, didn't like it. So he had the idea that we should sing the theme to All in the Family together. And I said, that's actually a good idea because then neither one of us has to think up anything to say. Because it's really peculiar. We're talk radio hosts and he talks 3 hours a day and I talk 2 hours a day. But you go in a studio and you're trying to think of something to say for a promo. And it's two people when we're both used to being alone. And it never works. It doesn't. I mean, anybody who heard that promo we did, it just sucked. And so Dave Gorab, my immediate boss, loves writing song parodies. So I don't know, how did Dave write that fast? He was in San Francisco. Maybe he wrote it on the plane. I don't know. So I didn't even really read the lyrics, but Dave wrote some kind of song parody to the All in the Family theme. All right? Now, all I can think of, I'm telling you, I admit this, I'm the only host that ever admits this, that all I can think of, even now, even as we speak, even at a quarter after one, on Thursday, is getting the fuck out of here at 3 o'clock tomorrow and going home and repacking 30 or 40 times and going to bed very early because I have an early plane and, you know, you have to get there 9 hours early. Although somebody said to me that he actually has had an easier time flying his last few flights. After the, you know, you can't bring liquids stuff. He said it's been very easy. But you still want to get to the airport at least an hour and a half early. Or an hour and 20 minutes or something. I mean, 2 hours is a bit much. So I have to get up really early on Saturday. And that means I have to go to bed early. So you really just want to... So what is my boss email? I mean, he says... How about you and Andrew record that at 3 o'clock tomorrow? And I'm like, see, you're just supposed to say yes. Or you're supposed to say, I'm going on vacation. And the answer to that would be, well, that's why we need to do it. But it's a promo. Who cares? And this is not going to take 2 minutes. This is going to take a long time because I don't believe Mr. Wilkow is a singer either. So I just emailed him back and said, no! I'm not staying late on a Friday before I go away on vacation. What are you, crazy? This is why nobody I work for ever likes me, because I know you're just supposed to say yes. Because I guess the theory is so you could stay another half an hour, you're going to have the whole week off. No. My mind is already not here. See, he's still wearing shorts. It's very warm out today in New York. I hope it's not too warm to play baseball. Oh, I am so totally into this. And it has no ratings, by the way, this playoff game. It's got like a, what did somebody tell me, a 12 or a 14, which is really nothing for a baseball playoff. And this is very interesting. The peak in St. Louis for the game. Now, last night was the game where had the Mets lost, St. Louis would have won the pennant. Do they still call it the pennant? You know, I'm from the days where you didn't have 17,000 playoff series, you know, so you can make more money. All right, so the Cardinals would have been in the World Series last night had the Mets lost. And they peaked in St. Louis at 54% rating, more than half the people. How about that? More than half. And in New York, because the Mets are like the stepchild, you know, because, oh, the Yankees. To me, they're Republicans. I hate the Yankees. They're the rich team. They are. The Mets are like the scruffy little, you know, although I have fallen in love with a Cardinal. That guy, Spieza? The guy who was the lead singer in a band called Something Frog, Spazio. If you're going to talk, you're not near the microphone, so I can barely hear you. Spazio. Yes, he was the lead singer in a punk band called something Frog or Frogs. And the guy's like a whack. And he was the one, I think he dyed his little goatee. He's one of those little, is that called a goatee? That little thing growing from your lip. A goatee is on your chin. I don't, oh, a soul pad. He dyed, I think he was the one who dyed it bright red. You know, with like Tish and Snooki's color. So this guy's like a whack job. I really do like Spezio. And you can tell, by the way, when he came up to the bat or something, the fans, you know, he's like the nut. He oh, Jesus, what did they say? He graduated with a degree in, like, economics, and then he sang lead in a punk band. You know, the guy's a nut. Who also happens to be talented enough of an athlete to be playing Major League Ball. You know, so he seems interesting. But, so it peaked at a 54 rating in St. Louis. And in New York, where we're the underdogs, even among New York teams, they'd only peaked at about a 34. I don't understand it. You'd think all of New York, they'd say, you'd think, like, I have an upstairs neighbor that is a Yankee fanatic, Joe, the one I love because he's even more pessimistic about everything than I am. We're already saying, oh, God, oh, I can just feel it's going to be a lot of snow. Oh, it's going to be a terrible winter. That's Joe. Never sees. To Joe, I can force myself to see a bright side, but to Joe, there is no bright side. Not that anything. I love him. He's great. And his wife is like a very cheerful person. They found each other. They're like perfect. Because without her, I don't know what he would have done. You know, she keeps him from just totally sinking into a trough of despond. But they're both really nice people. So, he is like a Yankee fanatic, this guy. He's like insane. However, he's no idiot. The minute the Yankees lost, Joe became a Mets fan for the interim. Garrett's going, why? It's keeping you involved in baseball. It's still a New York team. To Garrett, you don't do that. I don't know why. Your team is out. Your team is out. So to me, if you like, maybe Joe likes baseball in general enough that he would like to stay involved. Now, I know that I have people listening in New York. This is a very, well, actually, people in St. Louis could answer this question too, although you might not be objective enough to notice this. I get a very strong feeling watching these games on TV that whoever those announcers are on Fox, that they don't like the Mets. Now, isn't one of those Fox announcers the Cardinals regular? Isn't he the Cardinal? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Does that come across? Does that come? They were winning last night. The Mets were winning. From, I don't know, because I had to watch Criminal Minds, you know, like I'm into it, but I'm not insane. And he kept saying, well, if the Mets can pull this out, if the Mets can pull this, he was like rooting for them to lose. And there was not 1 minute that they were losing. It just is so odd. Now, maybe he has to do that to keep his cred, you know, in St. Louis with the Cardinals fans. But that really sucks. I don't think somebody should be on a national broadcast when they're so obviously prejudiced. You see, Fox can't do anything right. Nothing on Fox is capable of being fair and balanced, is it? Nothing. They can't even do sports. And it's funny because I was thinking that they sound like they're so against the Mets, and just as, you know, how all my thoughts come to me while I'm talking, I only just remembered when I was saying it that I had heard he was the Cardinals' regular season announcer. So I was no fool perceiving that he's against, oh, God, tonight. I can't watch it. I don't think I can watch it. It's like too much pressure. It's not only too much pressure, Grey's Anatomy is on. And apparently, I just read somewhere, you know what one of the plot lines of Grey's Anatomy is tonight? Two people with genital piercings get stuck together, are caught, and they end up in the hospital. Because their metal, their genital metal, like, gets all twisted together, and they have to come to the hospital to get untwisted. How about that? What a show that is. That is such a... I'm going to say crappy, but I don't... I mean, it's like such a post-apocalyptic soap opera. I'm thinking of that because I can't decide if I should go buy that Cormac McCarthy book. I have never been able to read Cormac McCarthy to begin with. And this is about a father and a son driving across America after all of America has been destroyed in a nuclear holocaust. And you can tell the tenor of this book because it is, the cover, it's just black. The cover is just black. That's it. But it's 30% off because it's on the bestseller list. You can tell what kind of a mood is America in. Well, number 7 on the bestseller list is what is apparently one of the most depressing books ever written by a man who writes, believe me, from what I understand of Cormac McCarthy, he writes pretty depressing books anyway. Oh, I think I'm going to have to get it, but I can't take it on the plane. Lindsay, because it's a hardcover. You know, like everything weighs something extra. And now somebody told me, I haven't looked up, it's going to be 90 degrees all next week in Arizona, so I'm going to have to repack. I'm going to have to repack. Lynn Samuel, Sirius, 146.
For real liberal talk radio, this is Sirius Left 146. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Ed Schultz riles up the righties at 3 p.m. East, noon West. Stephanie Miller spins the right-wing spin at 9 East, 6 West. And Bill Press starts your day with a dose of common sense. Mornings at 6 East, 3 West.
This is Sirius Left 146.
What's new, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Well, it always pays to shop around.
You bet. Many drivers save hundreds of dollars on auto insurance when they switch to Esurance.
If I want to start saving today, do I have to wait until my other policy expires?
Nope, that's a myth. Lots of auto insurance companies don't want you to know this, but you can switch your auto insurance anytime.
You can switch your auto insurance anytime? Even before your other policy expires?
You sure can. No one should pay too much for auto insurance, not a day longer than they have to.
I agree.
That's why thousands of drivers switch to Esurance every week.
So if I want to switch to Esurance?
Just visit Esurance.com. You can see your savings right away. With fast quotes and instant comparisons to other companies' prices, you'll know you're getting the best deal on auto insurance.
Sounds easy.
It is. Quote by print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your fast free quote at Esurance.com today.
Tom Hartman.
See, the bottom line here, Bush is afraid to negotiate. And now he's having to negotiate out of fear. It's the exact opposite of what John Kennedy suggested in his inaugural address back in 1961.
Let us never negotiate out of fear, but let us never fear to negotiate.
And Bush has done both.
Tom Hartman, noon East, 9 a.m. West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Bill Press, right before Alex Bennett, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Okay. Oh, and Garrett just said he thinks the color commentator for Fox News, we hate the Mets, you decide. Fox Sports, rather, used to play for St. Louis. I am such a perceptive person. Here, I'm trying to avoid talking about anything of any substance. However, mostly my leads to it. This, you should all pull over. Because when I read you this, You're like going to crash your car. Did you see that story? We had the most... What is going on in New York? It really is time to get out of here for a week. A naked 19-year-old girl on Staten Island killed a pedestrian. She was driving, naked. But she had a seatbelt on because she would want to follow the law. Just careening around. Careening around with her seatbelt on because she's a law-abiding, naked 19-year-old who they think may have been a DWI. You think? You think maybe? She killed somebody. That was on Staten Island. Now let's see if we can get her prosecuted for as murderer. That would be nice, like those people yesterday. And two lovely innocent little lambs. Cause we know teenage boys can never be beasts. Who, took a developmentally disabled man. I think that means retarded, but you're not allowed to say that. Oh, you probably really shouldn't. I once got an email from somebody who said she was driving with a son who loved me, was like 12 years old, who happened to be retarded. And I said retarded, and it broke his heart. But that's because they teach them you're not supposed to say retarded. What's wrong with saying retarded? Like when it comes to singing, I'm retarded. You know, everybody's retarded at something. Anyway, they took a developmentally disabled man. And I don't know why, but they thought shoving a plumber snake up his rear end would be a good idea. Two innocent little lambs. You know, all this crap, these like sick things that people do, it's always teenage boys. It's well, sometimes it's policemen. But, you know, so I just can't let go of this thing with Mark Foley. You know, like when Drudge said they were beasts. And it was on every left-wing blog. You know, they had the clip from his radio show where he said it and everything. And I'm going like, who could not believe that teenage boys would sit together? Couldn't you just see all those pages in a dorm room saying, this guy, Mark Foley, is a faggot? Oh, he's been instant messaging you, Joe? You know, and that you can't see three or four of them sitting in one kid's room saying, come on, lead him on, you know, make him pretend. You can't see that. Anybody who can't see that happening is a moron. Oh, so now he gave the name of the priest who molested him. And the priest, did you hear what the priest said? He never molested him. They never had sex. He gave him a few nude massages. But he was on drugs at the time. You know something? 1 week's vacation isn't enough. I need to go to, like, another planet. I really do. I need to go to some fucking other planet. Arizona's not nearly far away enough. What is... No, I never had sex with him. I just gave him some nude massages when he was 14. God, a merciful heaven. And no, they're not beasts, you know. They're not beasts. You can't imagine teenage boys sitting in a room saying, come on, tell him you're hard. Tell him you're 9 inches. Tell him you're this. Oh, he's coming. You just can't imagine this happening. It's just beyond your imagination. Oh, let's get the retard and shove a plumber snake up his ass. That sounds like fun. You know, it's raining today. We don't have what to do. That was Long Island. So, I mean, what is going on in this city? I'm sure crap like that. Oh, and there's just... let me read you this Iraq thing. Yesterday. Was it yesterday or the day before? I mean, because you know, you read news at night. I get mixed up with the days. 11 United States service people were killed in one day. It's like setting a record. I think that was the all-time record except when some Black Hawk crashed. 60 American service people have been killed in October. And today's only the 18th. And October has 31 days. So then October is coming up to be like the most deadly month since, you know, for 2 years. But and then Bush gives this interview where George Stephanopoulos says, well, Thomas Friedman says this is like the Tet Offensive, and Bush says, yeah, I guess it is. Now, you know that Bush doesn't know what the fuck the Tet Offensive was. Everybody, their headlines yesterday, you know, Bush admits Iraq is like Vietnam. And I read the thing, and I'm going, why does anybody think he has the vaguest idea with the Tet Offensive? He's an idiot. So George Stephanopoulos says, oh, and so this morning's Times, Thomas Friedman compared what's going on now to the Tet Offensive. Now, what is Bush going to do? What is he going to do? If he did what he was thinking, which I would bet you was, what is the Tet Offensive? You can't do that. Can't say that. Because here, George Stephanopoulos seems to know what the Tet Offensive was. And Thomas Friedman seems to know, and he's the commander-in-chief and the decider. And how can he sit on national television? You think they'd ever edit that out? Well, George, I haven't got the foggiest idea what the Tet Offensive was. Could you tell me? So that left Bush with the option of saying yes or no. Right? So if he were to say, no, I don't think it's like the Tet Offensive, I think that would have opened it up to more discussion, in which he could have been revealed as not even knowing what he was talking about. I think that in a situation like that, probably, you know, he's probably had a lot of experience, at least in the last 6 years, with not knowing something and pretending he knows. And he's probably figured out, like, which answer leads to the least amount of discussion. So he probably figured, if I say yes, then he'll probably drop the whole topic. That's what I think happens. I think anybody, you know, the headline was up on Drudge last night, and Michael Savage leapt on it. But I think if you really stop and think about it, the real answer to Bush admitting, and now it's like a big story on the agency, France Press, the AFP, that my conclusion on this was that he didn't even know what the Tet Offensive was. He was not admitting Iraq is like Vietnam, you know. Because if he thought Iraq was like Vietnam, he'd be all for cut and run like he did from the Air National Guard, right? If he really thought Iraq and Vietnam were the same, what did he do in Vietnam? He cut and ran. So we'd be better off. All right, I talked right up to another break without telling you the story that is going to make you just drive off the road. You're going to drive, and it's not even the beginning of the story. It's the headline on my website. And their headline says, dramatic change of direction coming for Iraq. But that's the Washington Times' headline. That's not my headline, because you have to read nearly this whole story to get to their idea for Plan B, which, believe me, is not that, that abortion thing, the abortion pill, the Plan B. No, they have a Plan B that they're kicking around Washington, D.C. You are not going to believe if I ever get around to telling you. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
Real, liberal, talk, radio.
This is Sirius Left 146.
I've always wanted a farm like my grandparents had, where the whole family can get together and then pass it on to my kids so they can...
go on an archaeological dig. That's what retirement is all about. Doing the things I promised myself I'd do. Head into the desert and...
paint. Of course, work keeps me busy, but one day, I'll paint full time. Even open a gallery.
In Sweden, where our family is from, I take my wife, kids, and grandkids. It'll be a trip we'd always remember.
We all make promises to ourselves about the future, about the plans we want to make reality. At John Hancock, we have the investment and insurance products you need to help build, protect, and sustain the future you've always wanted for yourself and your family.
And I'll make it happen, because it's my plan.
My hope.
My dream.
My promise to myself.
From 401ks, annuities, and college savings, to life insurance, long-term care insurance, and mutual funds, John Hancock is there to help you deliver on your promise. John Hancock, the future is yours.
Want to play all the latest video games without paying up to $60 a pop to buy them? With GameFly, you can play all the games you want every month. Try games across all platforms, including all the hottest new titles and your favorite classics, without the cost and commitment of buying them. GameFly is the smartest way to rent video games. Here's how easy it is. Select your games from over 4,000 titles for every video game platform. GameFly will ship the first game directly to your door. You can keep the game as long as you want. There are no late fees, and shipping is always free. Once you're done playing, send the game back, and GameFly will send you the next available game on your list. Try GameFly for yourself today for a special extended free trial. For this special offer, visit www.gamefly.com/serious. That's GameFly.com/serious. Just sign up, pick out your games, and GameFly will rush them to your door. Go to GameFly.com and sign up today.
Start your day the liberal way. Bill Press, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Okay, get ready for this. Now, the Washington Times is that right-wing moony newspaper that has, I think it's supposed to be a bad thing. Another great story they have on that paper today is something like, if Democrats get elected, they'll undo all Bush's work. But somehow when they say it, they try to make it sound like that would be a bad thing. You know, dramatic change of direction coming for Iraq by Sharon Behn, B-E-H-N. The escalating violence raking Baghdad and other Iraqi cities is pushing that nation's leaders, neighboring Arab countries, and U.S. advisors to consider a dramatic change of direction in the conduct of the war. Now, we know that because there's this Iraq study group that James Baker is heading. James Baker, who bailed Bush out of losing the presidency in the year 2000. He was the head of the Let's See How We Can Steal This Election and was a big advisor to Bush 41. James Baker is like the fixer. You realize this war in Iraq is turning into just like every other failed thing Bush ever did. I wonder if he notices that. They're calling in the same thing. You know how he had to get bailed out, right? By his father or somebody? The same thing is happening. And the report from this James Baker-headed group keeps sort of leaking. You know, little pieces of it. Because basically, we're going to cut and run. All the things they were yelling at Murtha, that's exactly, James Baker is going, this is like a fucking disaster. How did we let this schmuck, this kid who never did anything right, become the fucking president? Whoever thought I'd have to bail him out of this? I mean, you know that's what he's thinking. You know it. So all these things are leaking out, you don't hear the Bushies, you know, because they'll give everything a different name. They won't call it cut and run. You know, they'll call it phased withdrawal, you know, when John Murtha is still a traitor. Because 37 years in the Marines wasn't good enough. So this, and why are all these things leaking? That's another thing. This task force, leak, 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 leak. You know, you really need a little chewing gum to plug these leaks. They are, They're preparing. What they're calling it now is a course correction. This is great to watch how they're going to wiggle out of this whole thing. No! We always planned on doing this. Okay. So one option cited most frequently in Washington includes, what a fabulous idea, the partition of Iraq into three sections. That's always worked, hasn't it? The partition of Iraq. And other scenario being discussed. Get this. You're going to drive right off the fucking road. Another scenario being discussed and taken seriously in Iraq by many of Iraq's leading political players, under which the U.S.-trained army would overthrow the prime minister who was elected, purple fingers, that we would overthrow the elected leader of Iraq and replace him with a strong man who would restore order while Bush and everybody in Washington just pretended they didn't notice. Did you drive off the road? They're discussing this seriously, apparently. Then we would overthrow the man who got elected. Because remember, we brought them democracy. And Fawah Hassan al-Naqib, a Sunni politician who served as Minister of the Interior in the interim government, led by Iyad Alawi, until last year, told the Washington Times he had repeatedly met with American and Iraqi generals to discuss alternatives. All of them have a plan B. And that's plan B. That's plan B. Now, somewhere it said, or I misunderstood it, I don't know, that they were going to use part of Saddam's army to help them overthrow. They were going to have the Ba'athist army help them do this. Would one think if the United States Army conspired with Saddam's Ba'athist army to overthrow a democratically elected leader of Iraq, would that make anybody think that this had all been for naught? What exactly would be the... Why? Then you'd really kind of have to say, what the hell did we go there for? So that we could install another dictator. Then we could put in another... With the help of Saddam's fucking army! Now, I don't know. The fact is, I think that these people have been driven insane. These Iraqis. I mean, really, if you were living under these conditions, you know, Garrett's very big on, eventually it's going to be great. Unfortunately, people don't live in eventually. People live now. You know, we didn't like it when we didn't have electricity in Queens for a couple of weeks. You know, imagine years and years and years and then killing and shooting and killing everybody. This is a plan. This is like plan B. Let's just have the United States Army and the Ba'athist Army get together. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But the most obvious thing would be what Murtha said, what, a year ago? Take the troops out, our troops, and like, stick them in Kuwait, you know, stick them in the area so that if something happened, they could go right back. But that they're not there, being killed. Oh, my God. I just can't believe this. And then there's the partition. Biden is for that. But it's amazing when you get this right-wing nut newspaper that is admitting something is going to change. Something is going to change. But to me, the amazing thing to listen to is going to be how they're going to explain it. The Bush people who kept saying, stay the course, stay there. They'll just say, oh, no, we've always, because they have started saying this, we've always changed our tactics according to conditions. But, of course, they haven't. Nor do they seem to be able to explain how we could tell when we had won. How do you tell? If you don't know, they can't explain when we've won. So they could, you know, this was that great theory that senator, I guess, from, was it Alaska, during the Vietnam War. He said, why don't we just declare victory and leave? There was like some guy who just said, just say we won. Hello, we won the Vietnam War. We're leaving now. Who'll know? But that's it. The U.S. may help Saddam's army overthrow the Iraqi government. But the key part of the story is that they would sit in Washington and pretend they didn't know it. They would like just, you know, pretend they didn't notice. And then after it happened, they would all say, oh, my goodness, you shouldn't have done that. Oh, God, that's terrible. You know, they would pretend it was terrible when that really was their plan. Why isn't so? Oh, I can't say that. This president is retarded. James Baker must be, like, so pissed off. Wouldn't you think by the time your friend's son got to be 60, you wouldn't have to be bailing him out all the time anymore? Wouldn't you think, you know, James Baker said in 2000, oh, I can retire. I'm not going to be after bailing a schmuck out of everything for the rest of his life. But there he is again. Now, poor James Baker, I guess he's paying penance. Because he figured out how to, well, he was the head of the whole, you know, Steel Florida after the election in 2000. So it's his fault. Maybe he feels, Jesus, I put this schmuck in the White House, so I better figure out now what to do with Iraq. You know, it's like he's paying penance to the Lord. Since, you know, ultimately you could figure it's really James Baker's fault, all of this. If he would have just let the person who actually won the election in the year 2000, who actually won Florida, if Al Gore would have gotten to sit in the White House, and September 11th never would have happened. I certainly don't think it would have happened. Does anybody think September 11th would have happened if Al Gore was in the White House? I really don't. I mean, I understand there are arguments that could be made that it would have. You know, that they planned so far ahead, that they had just planned to do it. And what would Al Gore have done, you know, to make them not? But I think they just would have just sensed sanity, at the very least. Sanity and intelligence would have made a lot of difference. Lynn Samuels, Serious Left, 146.
Real Liberal Talk Radio. This is Serious Left, 146.
All right, so I only have like 30 seconds, so I'm going to give you the good news first. Next Wednesday and Thursday, Sirius is free to everybody on the Internet. This is your chance to tell your friends, tell them to listen to Howard, listen to commercial-free music, listen to all the other cool shows that you love on Sirius. Be the hero, spread the love. It's Sirius on the net. No commitment, no strings, no charge, no bull. Spread the word. Next Wednesday and Thursday, tell your friends, go to Sirius.com. Oh yeah, bad news? There is no bad news. It's free. Sirius.com.
Remember the days when we had to conduct business without email? Hard to imagine, right? Well, just as email redefined the way business people communicate, GoToMeeting is transforming the way we collaborate. GoToMeeting is a revolutionary, cost-effective way to meet with anyone located anywhere in the world. All you need is a PC and an internet connection. GoToMeeting combines the personal interaction of a conference call with the power of web-based presentations and collaboration to create a whole new era of meetings. No matter where you are, you can now conduct your meetings just like you were all in the same room, even when you're miles apart. Once you use GoToMeeting, you'll never know how you worked without it. Sirius subscribers can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. Just visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code Sirius. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo, Sirius. Join the revolution and try GoToMeeting free today.
Stephanie Miller, left-wing wacko, and proud of it.
Normally, I just have Jim do your voice, but I can't believe
it. Let me hear it. It's very flattering, I hope.
No.
Let me hear it. Charlie Rangel.
There you go.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Let me hear that again.
Charlie Rangel.
The Stephanie Miller Show.
9 p.m. East, 6 West on
Real Liberal Talk Radio.
Sirius Left 146. Alex Bennett. Mornings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific on Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146.
See, I knew this was going to happen. Because from the minute this Maliki guy got elected, little things have stayed in my mind that we do not like this guy. We don't like Mr. Maliki. Remember one of the first things he said after the Purple Fingers? He said, "Oh, I think I'll grant amnesty to all the people who killed American soldiers." You remember that? He was going to give amnesty. And then there was a little brouhaha. I don't even remember when this happened. I really don't. But I remember, you know, all the right-wing talk show hosts had a little ballistic moment. And he never said that again. That was the last we ever heard of that. And this guy, Maliki, he seems to have, like, some patriotic feeling for his country of Iraq. I don't think he got the memo that said, "Excuse me, who's ever the head of Iraq? You're a puppet of the United States." You know, and if he got the memo, he doesn't go along with that memo. That he is merely to be a puppet of Bush. You know, so he may have a mind of his own. I don't know if it's a good mind or a bad mind or what the hell it is. But it's at least Maliki's own mind. Not allowed. You know, this guy, he may have actually believed the Purple Finger story. He may have believed that those Purple Fingers, you know, that we're bringing democracy. We are not bringing democracy. We are bringing puppeteering. We are bringing, Sesame Street or something. To Iraq. We are not bringing democracy. So that's it. The U.S. Army may help Saddam's army. See, one thing I'll tell you, one of the big mistakes that Bremer made, I think they threw out Jay Garner because he wouldn't do it, was disbanding the army. Now, it sounds maybe like disbanding an army is a good idea, but it really wasn't, because you know what you were left with? A whole lot of men with weapons and no jobs. Idle hands are the devil's workshop. That's why disbanding that army was like a really bad, because they all had their weapons and suddenly they didn't have any jobs. Not a good idea. So I think everybody agrees now that we would have been better off had the Ba'athist army stayed together. You know, and you could have just said, "Oh, please, you like all mercenaries anyway, just be on our side. We're running everything now." And it probably and then we wouldn't have had to have trained all these police. That's the other thing. One of our big things is to have to train the Iraqi police, right? So, if we had kept the army, we would have had people who at least knew what they were doing. Oh, this is such a mess. This is just such a mess. We have another hour, and it's Tabloid Thursday. And, oh, Jesus. One story's worse than the next. I think, you know what? I think we'll read all the things Heather says Paul did. Did you, bitch? I don't believe not one word. Not one word, Heather. Paul, you should have listened to Stella. She knew. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Your escape from conservative lies and deception. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. An elderly priest who now lives on a Maltese island denies he and Mark Foley ever had sex when the former Florida congressman was a 13-year-old boy.
He described and more than once as their relationship as a relationship as between brothers.
But AP correspondent Francis D'Amelio reports the former priest, whom she has interviewed, says he might have done something one night that Foley didn't like when he was taking pills with alcohol.
I said, well, what does that mean? He basically said, well, he came to that conclusion from reports he saw on TV about the Foley case. And I asked him specifically, what does that mean? What did Foley not like? And he said he couldn't remember. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago. The statute of limitations has also expired. If you've got tickets to an NFL game this weekend, don't be afraid to go to the stadium. AP correspondent Lara Jakes Jordan says it appears threats of dirty bombs at seven stadiums is a hoax.
It looks to be more like some kind of prank or spoof or joke by a young person who really doesn't have any kind of jihadist ties at all.
The FBI came to that conclusion after interviewing a Milwaukee man. An 81-year-old Florida man in critical condition after being stung by a stingray. David Donzella, acting chief of the Lighthouse Point Fire Rescue Department, told WSVN-TV how the freak accident occurred.
He was on a boat. He was just doing a normal cruise of the Intercoastal, and I guess it flew or jumped into the boat, and he tried to remove it.
And that's when the stingray penetrated the man's heart with its tail barb, similar to what happened to the crocodile hunter last month. It's not for the casual traveler, but if you're up for an adventure to a place that boasts peace, democracy, and experienced security force, a California marketing firm has a suggestion. Kurdistan. This is AP Radio News. Comedian Chris Rock's mother has told WCBD-TV in Murrells Inlet, South Carolina, she and her daughter were ignored for a half an hour, and that's why she's taking Cracker Barrel to court.
I don't think in 2006 my daughter should have to look at me and say, you know, my feelings were really hurt, because I think that was what we marched and died for. So that's why I'm here.
Diane Nguyen, Senior Vice President of Corporate Affairs at the restaurant chain, says this incident is not about race.
Unfortunately, we had a service exception. There was a shift change. Her table did not get reassigned to a server. As a result, her order was not taken and she was not given attention. We're not proud of that fact.
Nguyen says company policies do not tolerate any forms of discrimination. The conference board says the slower growth they predicted a year ago is finally here. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
It's strange how going a different route can make such a difference. To my dad's disappointment, he chose not to follow the family tradition and join the local mill. I wanted more. So I became a truck driver with Schneider National. Suddenly, I was making great money, going places and getting more out of life. My team leader took the time to get to know me, so he could get me runs that suited me. I'm so glad he suggested team driving. Besides the big bucks team drivers can make, up to $65,000 each, you'll always have someone to keep you company. And I found the best partner for me, my dad. After giving his life to the mill, he was suddenly out of a job and the mill was forced to close. I got him to call Schneider. The next thing I know, they're training him for his CDL. And I got $1,000 just for referring him. Who'd have thought doing my own thing would bring my dad and I closer?
Whether you're experienced or inexperienced, Schneider has something for you. Contact Schneider today.
Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE.
Introducing the new Bose Quiet Comfort 3 acoustic noise canceling headphones. Quiet Comfort 3 headphones are smaller than the award-winning QC2 headphones, and they rest on your ears rather than surrounding them. Whichever comfortable style you choose, advanced Bose technologies deliver the acclaimed noise reduction and audio performance that you expect from Bose, the most respected name in sound. Order yours now at 800-898-2073. Enjoy them with a free MP3 player preloaded with music, a $50 value when you order by January 31st. Wear them to reduce engine noise when you fly. Use them at work, at home, or to enjoy music just about anywhere. Call 800-898-2073 to try them for 30 days risk-free. Ask about low monthly payments with no interest charges from Bose. Ultimate Mobility Magazine says Quiet Comfort headphones have been the gold standard for years. The choice is yours. QC2 or the new smaller QC3 headphones. Order today at 800-898-2073 and hear the difference Bose technology makes.
Real truth, real opinion, real liberal talk radio. Sirius Left 146 presents Lynn Samuels.
What does Linda in heaven think of all of this?
You think that people would have had enough of a silly love song? To look around me and I see it isn't so. Some people want to fill the world with silly love songs. And what's wrong with that? I like.
Petitioner loudly pointed out that the respondent was in a bad mood in front of other people. When they returned home, the petitioner and respondent began to argue about the petitioner's behavior. The petitioner grabbed the respondent by the neck and pushed her over a coffee table. He then went outside and in his drunken state fell down a hill, cutting his arm.
Yeah.
12 May 2003. The couple were in a hotel room in Rome when the petitioner behaved coldly toward the respondent, who was pregnant and who was distressed by a derogatory newspaper article about her. An argument ensued in which the petitioner became angry and pushed the respondent into the bath. The respondent suffered distress but was made to go to the petitioner's evening concert. Does anybody on this earth believe any of this? May 2003. Following the concert, in a fit of pique, because the respondent refused to go to the after-show party, the petitioner directed a female bodyguard to abandon the respondent, leaving her exposed to hordes of fans. The respondent was forced to take a 30-minute walk back to the hotel because no taxi was available. Paul. August 2003. In Long Island, the respondent asked the petitioner if he had been smoking marijuana. He became angry, grabbed her neck, and started choking her. October 2003. The petitioner often told the respondent when she was pregnant that he did not want her to breastfeed their child, making the comment, "They are my breasts, and I don't want a mouthful of breast milk." November 2003. The petitioner required the respondent to defer an essential operation on her leg because it would have interfered with holiday plans. 19 December 2003. The respondent had a broken pelvic plate, but petitioner insisted that she cook for him while she was on crutches, could barely move, and was in agony. I don't think she was the one in agony. Mid-November 2004. The petitioner failed to protect Ms. Mills from adverse press reports, despite being in a position to do so. The respondent was warned that a forthcoming article about her was about to come out in the Sunday Times magazine and included the line, "The best thing that ever happened to Heather Mills McCartney was losing her leg," which was distressing. As the petitioner had been asked to participate in the halftime entertainment for the Super Bowl on Fox TV, owned by Rupert Murdoch, who also owns the Sunday Times, the respondent asked the petitioner to tell Mr. Murdoch that he would not confirm his participation in the Super Bowl unless he agreed not to run the story. The petitioner refused to assist in this way. This woman is a total psychotic. I don't know Paul McCartney, obviously. And I never even liked him. But anybody who's watched, how long have we been watching Paul McCartney? 40 years? Those of us who have been alive. Does any of this sound like any way he has ever behaved, ever? Yes, he does. He smokes dope like a fiend. He is a pothead. Okay? Pothead. Or he was. So, all right. So he smokes pot. I never heard of this man getting drunk. He was married how long to Linda? They were so happy. They lived. Oh, God, why didn't you listen to your daughter? The petitioner, for a reason that she could never understand, called Ms. Mills an ungrateful bitch. Really? In front of their driver. When she explained why an office he had provided was not right for her. Having refused to allow the respondent to use his spare office on the floor beneath their apartment, which would have allowed for a creche, that means a nursery, in one part of the office, the petitioner had insisted she use an office that was too small. And there was a 20-minute walk away because, they don't have a driver. Oh, God. When the respondent went to view the office, she was chased by paparazzi, and the poor darling Heather Mills was so demoralized by the experience, she never used the office. This is even more ridiculous than Denise Richards and Charlie Sheen, which also seemed to me was a big fat lie. April 2000, see now at some point, I guess when you get to April of 2006, he probably really had it. This bitch ought to be glad she's alive. Paul McCartney, he's against war, but he beats this woman up. I would have killed her already. If I was him, she'd be dead. I would have beat her to death with her fucking, prosthetic leg. I would have just whipped that. Remember when she whipped, you know, my favorite, one of the high spots of my life, when she whipped that leg off on Larry King. Well, I'll tell you something. I would have taken that leg and I would have beat this woman to death if I was Paul. Oh, here we go. April of 2006 was not a good month. Because there are more of these lies she made up in April. Although maybe by April he'd had it. You know? April 2006, here, dig it. Shortly after the respondent's revision amputation surgery, she was forced... She was forced to crawl on her hands and knees up airplane steps because they were not wide enough to take her wheelchair. The petitioner had assured the respondents he had taken care of her disability needs in connection with the trip. So this man, one of the richest human beings on the planet, right, didn't have a bodyguard or somebody. Nobody could have picked it. Nobody picked her up and carried her right out on an airfield in front of God knows how many people, right? He said to crawl up the airplane steps. Because there's nobody here who can carry you and then another person could schlep your wheelchair. Who would believe this? She had had more surgery on her bad leg. Because I think she probably keeps having the surgery to get attention and so she can do all of this I can't walk, because she can walk perfectly well with her fake leg, except when she puts it on the desk in front of Larry King. But, I mean, can you just see, this is like not a private moment where he'd be making her crawl up, I presume it was a private plane. But it's like nobody's there but the two of them. There's no pilot or anything to see him say to her, crawl! This woman is psychotic. An argument occurred during which the petitioner poured a bottle of red wine over the respondent's head and then threw what remained in his wine glass. And, oh, why not? Good. Well, crack the bottle over the bitch's head while you were at a pool. The petitioner then reached up to grab the respondent's wine glass, and she broke the bowl of the glass from the stem. He then lunged at her with the sharp stem of the glass, which cut and pierced her arm, causing her to bleed. He proceeded to manhandle her, flinging her into her wheelchair and wheeling it outside, screaming at her to apologize for winding him up. You know, Paul, if you did that, I'm all for it. April 2006, not a good month. The respondent asked the petitioner not to leave her alone with their daughter Beatrice at the cabin because it is isolated in a forest. She had just had surgery on her leg and was in a wheelchair and was anxious about her ability to cope by herself. Notwithstanding this, he walked off. The respondent then telephoned the petitioner and asked him to return. The petitioner mocked her pleas, mimicking the voice of a nagging spouse, and refused to return. You also, excuse me, would you please tell me in a way that would make me believe it, that one of the richest men in the world doesn't have at his beck and call anytime he would want it a babysitter? You know, let's believe that this selfish, self-involved bitch, you know, who's off with her landmines and her this, like, she really takes care of that baby. She really takes, I mean, they're already writing articles how Madonna and Guy Ritchie went out for brunch or dinner or something, and they're saying this is the second time we've seen her without the baby she just adopted. Because she also apparently has no household staff. What do they think, she's Britney Spears? You know, for all the people yell at Britney Spears, you gotta hand it to Britney, don't you? That 13 months before she had the second baby, she never put that baby down. Everybody made fun of her, but he is somebody. If Kevin hasn't spent all her money, and I'm certain that she has nannies, but the fact is, you never saw that girl without that baby. So Heather Mills, oh, she couldn't cope alone. She needed him. Because the 58 nannies they probably have aren't enough. April 2006, bad month. It is alleged that Ms. Mills found the petitioner staggering, undressed him, and ran the bath and helped him into it. She then phoned the petitioner's psychiatrist for advice, and was told not to attempt to move him, to get a duvet and two pillows, and to empty the bath of water, cover him, and leave him there. Why would you need it? If you have a drunk, I had a drunk for many years, and if they pass out in the bathtub, you can't, a woman can't lift up, most women can't lift up most men. Why would you need to call a psychiatrist? I several times brought pillows and blankets to her that some drunk passed out in my bathtub. It was fine. You know you can have sex in a bathtub on pillows and blankets? Because they're not that passed out. You think they are, but they're not. She could have got laid. The respondent thereupon dragged herself upstairs on her hands and knees. You know, I think it's true. The best thing that ever happened is that she lost a leg, because she never stops, does she? Because, again, I am certain that in a house that they lived in, right, this woman who, look, she does have an artificial leg. And if she did have an operation at that time. And even if you don't have an operation, they rub and it can get infected. You know, I could see times where maybe you couldn't wear the leg. But how many of us have seen those ads on TV? For those little elevators, you put them on the banister. I guess Paul couldn't afford that. I guess he deliberately couldn't afford something that would get her upstairs. Right? He extra didn't get... Oh, this woman is just a psycho. So here she is crawling again. She's crawling up the airplane steps. She's crawling up the steps of the mansion. She was unable to wear her prosthetic leg as the wound from surgery had not yet healed, and brought down the pillows. Oh, because they had no pillows downstairs. This woman expects people to believe this. You know what Judge Judy always says? If it doesn't make sense, it's not true. She found that the petitioner had vomited on himself. Yes, they do that when they're drunk, Heather. She rinsed him off and got him out of the bath. At that time, the respondent had a broken plate in her pelvis, and she was in agony. Because there was, like, not a servant she could call. There was, like, not a staff member. I could see maybe they would stay alone. But, like, there's nobody who works for Sir Paul that she couldn't pick up the phone and say, oh, you know, he's drunk, passed out, could you come? That's not possible. She's just crawling up and down the steps in agony. April 27th and 28th of 2006. On April 27th, the respondent knew the petitioner would be too hungover to help her with Beatrice. And due to her own incapacity, as a result of this never-ending fucking operation, she had to call a babysitter to help get Beatrice to nursery. The following day, the petitioner went to London, but said he would be back in time to help put Beatrice to bed. And of course, you know that he didn't arrive back at her bedtime, even though he knew that the respondent couldn't cope on her own. And again, richest man in England, you know, one of them, says they can't even call a kid from down the block, you know, for like $10 an hour. That evening, the respondent realized the marriage. Oh, pardon, I'm sorry. The petitioner arrived home drunk and demanded dinner and called the respondent a nag. Oh, well, Paul. That evening, the respondent realized that the marriage had irretrievably broken down and left. Guess how she left? How did she leave? Crawling on her hands and knees, of course. Oh, Jesus. Some court in England has to... She left crawling on her hands and knees while dragging her wheelchair, crutches, and basic personal possessions to the car. Why didn't she get into the wheelchair and put everything on her lap? Haven't you ever been in a mall and you see that? I think people love to shop with a person in a mall. I was in some store Sunday, and this is family, and I guess maybe they didn't want to leave the guy home alone or something, with this man, this kind of old man, and he's in a wheelchair, and he is like their shopping cart. You couldn't even see this guy's head. Oh, God, what a pisser. This is just the funniest thing. This is all, I didn't even put up the stories. I just put up this thing where they have, this is the court filing. No date given. Get this. This is one of the best. This may be after the breasts, that they're his breasts. No date given. The respondent asked the petitioner if she could buy an antique bedpan to keep under the bed at night so she wouldn't have to crawl to the bathroom when her prosthetic leg was not fitted. The petitioner objected, saying it would be like being in an old woman's home. First of all, Heather is what? She's 37 years old. I don't know. Now, I have no idea what it's like to only have one leg. But she's pretty athletic. She doesn't seem to have any trouble. Have you ever seen her seem to have any trouble getting around? I certainly haven't. Can't she hop? What is with the crawling? Or a crutch? Or a wheelchair by the bed? So is anybody like this? Anybody believe? I certainly think he could have come home drunk and passed out in the bathtub and vomited on himself, as I said, since, you know, I spent 17 years with somebody doing that. I mean, not he didn't live with me. Thank God. But, you know, I can see, but all of this, she's writing like they're people, you know, like they make $40,000 a year. You know, not like he has money coming out of his ears. And, you know, oh, yeah, oh, he's terrible to the baby. I'm sure he just never has nannies. He just lets his wife crawl around with his baby. And it is just so out of character for him. All right, the guy smokes some dope. And he did make all his roadies eat vegetarian food, and he fired them if they had a hamburger. But that was more Linda. What idiots. Joe in Vegas.
Hey, how you doing?
Do you believe any of that? Did you ever hear anything like that in your entire...
You know, I do concerts and stuff out here periodically, and Paul's not the easiest guy to get along with. I'm sure she knew that marrying him, but... you there?
Yeah. Is he that bad?
You know what? I don't know. I know my ex-wife was that bad, But nobody that knew us knew that. You know what I mean? Everybody thought she was kind and loving, and then you shut the door and she's a complete bitch. And I'm sure you've had that in your life, too. Nobody knows what happens behind these doors.
Well, I know, but on the other hand, this man has been in the public spotlight for over 40 years. And Linda McCartney, she stayed married to him. They seem to be perfectly happy.
Yeah, well, she's not Linda McCarthy.
But she, this Heather has a very bad reputation herself, you know.
I agree, but I don't think she's all bad.
I do.
Before we get off the phone, hopping with 2 feet is much easier than hopping with one, because we know...
I see what you mean. All right.
Subconsciously, we know we can put that other foot down. You know what I mean? When you only have that one foot,
well,
it's a little...
I personally think she's a gold digger.
I do too.
Do you really think she would have married a man who is, 37, 40, about 25 years older than she is?
No.
If he was not rolling in money?
No, I think if Paul was Joe the sandwich maker, they wouldn't be married. But I think that Paul's not perfect either, though.
No, I'm not saying that. Look, I never even liked him altogether, you know. But I could see how by April of 2006 he might have done something, because I think that this woman probably would drive anybody crazy.
Sure, that's probably why he's coming home drunk. But
I agree, but also it's
trying having someone come home and trying to count on someone to come home and help you with a kid. I have 2 girls.
No, wait now, Joe. They don't have nannies. They can't afford this. She is writing as though she's like you. You know, that you can't afford household help. You don't think they have no nannies and no cooks and no whatever?
No, but I would still expect my wife to be a mother to my kids just as much as I would expect a husband to be a father to their kids.
Yeah, but she's making it sound like if he wasn't there, she's all alone.
Right. Well, you and I both know that's not true.
Well,
but if that person is the person you're counting on, if you're counting on, you're like the guy that answered the phone, you're counting on him to answer the phone and he doesn't show up or he shows up drunk, you're pissed off.
If I were running something and I could just like had 10 other people lined up.
You would. You would be pissed off.
No, I wouldn't. No.
If he didn't show up or he showed up drunk, you wouldn't be pissed off.
Not if I had $1 million and I had 10 people lined up in the hall. I gotta run. Why are people being so nice to her? Dennis in Illinois.
Hey, Lynn.
Yes.
Hey, listen, you know what? If this guy was not fucking stoned out of his mind, he would have realized that this bitch was psycho from day fucking one. He should have been clued on that.
Look, listen to me. First of all, his daughter knew. His daughter Stella, you know all those rumors at the beginning how his daughter, you know, and the excuse was that his kids who were adults were just jealous. This man had been married for how long? He had been married, 30 years or something to a perfectly nice person, and she died, and I think he was devastated. And I think Heather, set her sights on him, and she did whatever she had to do. You know, he's an old guy, and she's, you know, I guess to some people attractive, and she lured him in.
Yeah, but you don't need to pick up on this first amputee bitch that fucking comes along.
He could have waited for somebody with no arms, I guess.
I know, but, you know, somebody should have clued him in on this.
They did! Have you ever tried to tell somebody who was in love or in lust that the person was terrible? They don't listen. I'm telling you, his children knew. Stella McCartney knew. He wouldn't listen.
Hey, Lynn, what planet you find out on your vacation? I want to give you a naked massage.
Oh, please. A planet where we don't have to hear about naked massages. Thanks, darling. All right, I don't know how many breaks I've missed. How many have I missed? Both of them? Play them all at the same time. Play that. No, I'm serious. So then I can just read the tabloids.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left 146. America, the way it ought to be. Sirius Left 146.
Start your day inside the Beltway with Bill Press. Mornings at 6 East, 3 West. Then it's Alex Bennett, Tom Hartman, Lynn Samuels, Ed Schultz, and Stephanie Miller.
Real liberal talk radio. Sirius Left 146.
Do you hate opening your mail? Do you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are creditors hassling you for payment? Did you know that new laws require your minimum payments to double? If you can't afford it, please call Financial Freedom of America for free information and learn how you can have your credit card bills reduced by up to 60%. You never have to pay back a penny of the debt that is settled for you. Save thousands or tens of thousands off what you currently owe. They are experts at negotiating debt settlements and can wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. Financial Freedom of America does all the work for you, but you need to have at least $10,000 in credit card bills to qualify for this program. Eliminate the stress that comes from being neck deep in credit card debt.
Call Financial Freedom of America today at 888-329-8390. That's 888-329-8390 for your free consultation. Call now, 888-329-8390.
Alex Bennett.
Bush is very happy. The deficit fell to its lowest level since 2002. During the 2004 presidential campaign, Bush said that his aim was to cut the $521 billion projected deficit in half by the time he leaves office. According to Bush, proves his economic policies are working. That would be correct if it were true.
The Alex Bennett Program, 9 a.m. East, 6 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Defending truth, justice, and the real American way. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
A 20-year-old student from Texas, Ryan P., made a staggering $267,000 in the first year just by giving away free satellite TV system certificates. You can start getting paid $75 each just for passing out certificates. Call now to order your 1,000 free satellite system gift certificates. You could make as much as $75,000 in your first couple of months. Get in on the simplest way to make money. Call 1-866-373-6891. That's 1-866-373-6891.
JR, always delighted to be on Sirius for my buds at Sinus Buster. That's sinusbuster.com. The FDA's first approved over-the-counter line of capsaicin nasal sprays. Feel the power of the pepper to relieve migraines, cluster headaches, sinusitis. A full line of pepper-based products that are all natural, except no substitutes. Look in Hannaford Brothers and Price Chopper in the Great Northeast and ask for Sinus Buster.
Your house is a time bomb. Your mortgage is set to explode. Your fixed rate term is ending and your payments may double, even triple, your living month to month. If you don't do something now, you may lose your house. Credit problems? Quit worrying and defuse that bomb with North American Corporation. Right now, get a $250,000 mortgage for less than $950 a month based on a 2.2% rate. And the payment is fixed for 5 years. Get some cash for home improvements. Catch up on bills. It's not too late for that stress buster summer vacation. 100% financing options and 40 and 50 year terms available. Call North American Corp now, and for a limited time, get a free appraisal credit at closing. Call now, 800-317-7664. Imagine a $250,000 loan for just $950 a month, and the payment is fixed for 5 years. Take away the worry. Call North American Corp now, 800-317-7664. That's 800-317-7664. Loan example based on a 2.2% ARM, $250,000, 360 months, 7.68% APR, licensed by the DRE, number 01218455. North American Corp, 800-317-7664.
Tom Hartman, right after Alex Bennett and just before Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
That was two breaks in one. Okay, so what do we have? We have a picture of America Ferrara, who's Ugly Betty, walking around. It looks like she's carrying a dog, but it isn't a dog, it's her wig. Because she's really cute. You know, she's not like, Jennifer Aniston, but she is cute looking. Jack Osborne, age 21, has written his autobiography Oh, God, I'm going to run right over to the bookstore and get it. And another picture of Paris Hilton with that dog. Because she can't leave the house. Don't leave the house without carrying a dog. And here's the story of a lady who rescued a dog that was tied up in a yard. She watched it for 3 days, lying there, chained up. It never got fed. It was just laying in the yard in its own feces and everything. So she finally went, cut the chain, took it to the vet, nursed it back to health. And then the people who owned it wanted it back. And she wouldn't give it back, so the police arrested her. See, that's why I want to go to another planet. Another planet. Oh, and then here we have Billy Bob Thornton. He's got a 2-year-old child. People just should not be allowed to have children. Somebody has to do something about these movie stars. And Courtney Cox and David Arquette, they're out with their child, and Heidi Klum and Seal. I just love them as a couple. How many babies is she going to have? And there's a picture of Martha Stewart, I don't know, with some guy with a pumpkin on his head. David Hasselhoff went into rehab, but he's no Mark Foley. He checked out after 3 days. He's really a mess, David Hasselhoff. Oh, did you see they're firing all those people at NBC? And they're going to put cheap shows on between 8 and 9, which is not a good sign for Friday Night Lights, My Name is Earl, or The Office. They say they're going to stop doing, dramas and comedies from 8 to 9. They're going to put on cheap shows. They're in a lot of trouble. This is not MSNBC. This is NBC. That new game show is not bad. That one versus 100. I actually sat through, I don't know, what was it, a half an hour? Well, I sat through a half an hour. Brittany, oh, that's how she lost so much weight. She supposedly, Britney Spears, is now devoted to getting her body back and her career. This 2 children, 13 months was enough for her. But they claim she had lipo. They claim it was surgery. I like to think she was working out. Okay. Shocking truth behind the brawl on Grey's Anatomy. Oh, that was the brawl between Patrick Dempsey and Isaiah Washington. Last week it was all Isaiah Washington's fault, but this week now it says that people say it was just as much Patrick Dempsey's fault. Diane Sawyer to leave GMA over feud with Barbara Walters. I doubt that. Do you know where Diane Sawyer is? See, now could you imagine if they did this to Katie Couric? Do you know where Diane Sawyer has been? North Korea. She's in I can't pronounce it, that Panmunjom, whatever, the capital of North. Could you, hello, I'm Katie Couric, I'm in North Korea. They'd nuke us, like, immediately. We'd all be dead if they ever sent Katie Couric. Clay Aiken, oh, please. You know, these magazines, you can tell David Pecker is back. New Play Pals, Clay Aiken and Pee Wee Herman. Are Hollywood's hottest couple. Okay. They just met at some party, actually, if you read this. You see, you have to, I don't look at these before I read them to you. Nicole and Keith's desperate bid to have a baby. She's seeing a fertility. She never did have a baby, did she? They were adopted. She never had a baby. She's too skinny. Brad named in bombshell hooker tell-all. Angelina, Brad, $5 a night hooker. Who knows when it was? Several years ago. when he forked over $500, to him that's like a street hooker. $500. What's $500 to Brad Pitt? Plus, Angelina's having a breakdown as threats send her over. Oh, please. The two of them can have a breakdown. Supposedly, Paris Hilton has bruises on her face. All from when that girl hit her, from when that Shanna Mokler. That was very smart of that girl, Shanna Mokler, to hit Paris Hilton. You know why? I never heard of Shanna Mokler. And now we're just saying her name. Like she's somebody. I certainly didn't have the vaguest idea who she was. Okay, what else here? OJ writes a book and confesses. Oh, please. In a bombshell book that will rock America, OJ Simpson finally, because somebody emailed me this the other day. He gives all the details of how he killed, this is a top secret book that the Inquirer found out about. Yeah. He's being paid $3.5 million for revealing the blow-by-blow details, and because of double jeopardy, he can tell the truth because he can't go on trial again. Oh, please. The publication is only weeks away. Let me tell you something. The first thing is that he didn't do it anyway. And the second thing is, he would never sign a book contract for millions of dollars because Fred Goldman would get all the money. And I think the Brown family, right, who won that civil suit? The only way O.J. Simpson lives, you know, can function, is that in the civil suit, his pension from the NFL and I think something else was made off limits in the settlement of the civil lawsuit. So the fact is, O.J. Simpson can't go out and earn any money because it would be like going out and earning it for that piece of crap Fred Goldman. He wouldn't get to keep any of it. Okay, so that's one reason I don't believe O.J. Simpson got paid $3.5 million. Secondly, people hate O.J. Simpson. Nobody would buy the book. Who would buy it? I don't even think he did it, but I wouldn't buy it. Because I know he didn't do it. So, God only knows where they made this up from. Oh, but David Pecker, you're back. So we have all these ridiculous stories. Okay, who's badly dressed? Where is my Helena Bonham? Oh, she's hot. Sarah Ramirez. The fat one on Grey's Anatomy. You don't watch Grey's Anatomy. I like her. She's a real slut. She's a bigger slut than the blonde slut. It's nice. There's suddenly all these Hispanic women on TV show. There's America Ferrara and Sarah Ramirez. I presume they're citizens. Where is my Helena Bonham Carter? She's just disappeared. Christy Brinkley. Looks gorgeous. Suzanne Somers looks freaky. You know, you can tell either Christy Brinkley didn't have any plastic surgery or she had fabulous plastic surgery, because you see her next to Suzanne Somers, who did not have fabulous plastic surgery. Looks freaky. Freaky, freaky. Okay. Oh, by the way, don't worry about the NFL stadiums blowing up, because they're interviewing some teenager, innocent lamb that he is, that they think put that up on the internet. Okay? Oh, God. We're into the globe now. A picture of Donald Trump and a picture of Tony Curtis, who, oh, God, Tony Curtis used to be very good looking. That's all I can tell you. He's like, also turned into a freak. Did Peter Falk look okay? He didn't look like he had plastic surgery. Looked like an 80-year-old guy. Good for him. I miss Peter Falk. All right, here's another article claiming that they all hate each other on The View. That Joy is jealous. You know, Rosie is a lot, you know? Rosie is a lot to handle. It's like me. Would that I had Rosie's money, but, you know, she's like me. She's just Rosie, you know? There's Matt Lauer and his kids. His wife is divorcing him and blah, blah. And here's some big article about Barbara Streisand. That was so last week. Trashing Bush. Wearing a thing. What is with her showing her breasts? Breasts, breasts, breasts. Here's a picture of Tori Spelling pregnant. I never liked her, but I feel bad for her now because her father doted on her. And he died. And now I hope her husband likes her. Anna Nicole DNA plot. They're going to steal the baby's dirty diapers to get DNA to try to figure out who the real father of Anna Nicole Smith's baby is. Real life love story. Wedding bells for Farrah Fawcett and Ryan. Now, she's got colon cancer, and she's either dying or not. He got over leukemia, but they had been together for years, and they had split up, and then he got sick, and they went back together. And then they sort of weren't together, but then when she got sick, he went back with her, which is nice, because who would expect that? You'd think that would be how it worked. You know, you came and were with me when I was sick. But, you know, if you know anything about reality, to say, look at that, you'd expect him to go back and be with her now that she's sick. But in reality, you wouldn't expect it. But he did. So, I don't know. They say they're going to get married. You know, I guess in case one of them dies. What else do we have here? Cyanide doc busted. ER medic charged with poisoning his wife. Nicole blesses Tomcat wedding. Her secret calls to Katie. Yeah, you know what the calls probably are? Don't marry him, he's crazy! Red wine slashes Alzheimer's risk. Well, there's an article in today's Daily News, I'm going to have to post that, that says, you know how they say that as the baby boomers age and we all took so many drugs, there's going to be so many cases of Alzheimer's? Well, now somebody did a study that said the more pot you smoked, and the more pot you smoke now, the less your chance of getting Alzheimer's. Certainly a study I can get behind, because it's not just in the past. It can be the past and the present. Just stay stoned out of your mind. So they're saying it could end up being that the older the baby boomers get, the less Alzheimer's there's going to be. Oh, God. Now they're going. Oh, this is fabulous. We have to take a break. But just before the break, they're now saying that Monica Lewinsky is a lesbian. I'll read this during the break and tell you with who. Lynn Samuels, Series Left, 146.
For real liberal talk radio, this is Serious Left 146.
All right, so I only have like 30 seconds, so I'm going to give you the good news first. Next Wednesday and Thursday, Sirius is free to everybody on the internet. This is your chance to tell your friends, tell them to listen to Howard, listen to commercial-free music, listen to all the other cool shows that you love on Sirius. Be the hero, spread the love. It's Sirius on the net. No commitment, no strings, no charge, no bull. Spread the word. Next Wednesday and Thursday, tell your friends, go to Sirius.com. Oh yeah, bad news? There is no bad news. It's free. Sirius.com.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that different. Now, we'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a 40-year-old man on blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $20 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-335-7600. That's 1-800-335-7600. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health and other factors. Not available in all states.
Tom Hartman.
See, the bottom line here, Bush is, he is afraid to negotiate. And now he's having to negotiate out of fear. It's the exact opposite of what John Kennedy suggested in his inaugural address back in 1961.
Let us never negotiate out of fear, but let us never fear to negotiate.
And Bush has done both.
Tom Hartman, noon East, 9 a.m. West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Okay, so the story here is that Monica Lewinsky, who supposedly is studying in England for something, but I just saw a picture of her somewhere in Santa Monica, but anyway, has become friends with somebody named Saffron Burroughs, who is an actress who is actually very friendly with Bill Clinton. And they're now like best buds hanging out together, and Saffron Burroughs has said she was bisexual. And they have, like, pictures of them holding hands and, you know, like, girls do that. Or maybe they're sleeping together. They're probably, like, sleeping together saying, all right, this time now you be Bill. Okay, now I'll be Bill. And Bo Bice was rushed to the hospital for emergency surgery again. Not recently. What was it, about a year ago? Abdominal. There is something wrong with his insides, obviously. You know, because you keep thinking he's OD'ing on drugs. But he looks terrible all the time. And then he broke his leg. This guy is a mess. Maybe he is a drug addict. I don't know. But they claim that he has intussusception, a rare disorder in which parts of the small intestine or colon fold over each other, causing a potentially fatal bowel obstruction, which I believe is what that BG had. He had, like, some weird thing. And then the hospital killed him, which they will do. And usually this disease is found in children under two. But if adults have it, about half of them, it's a malignant tumor. Now, I really think he has something. I don't think it's drug overdoses, because they're being very specific. Because he's been in and out of the hospital with abdominal stuff for so many times. Oh, he got married and had a baby. Oh, forget him. Now I'm not even interested. So nobody knows what's going on with him. Or he is a drug addict, I don't know. And here are stars kissing. Who's kissing? Kid Rock, oh, kissing Pamela Anderson and Cindy Crawford and Dominic somebody or other. Dominic Monaghan and Evangeline Lilly. The second most beautiful woman after Scarlett Johansson. Tony Parker and Eva Longoria kissing, and J-Lo and Mark Antony kissing, and Ellen Pompeo kissing her boyfriend, and Simon, oh, God, it's enough to make you vomit. All right, so that's what's in the tabloids. They're not so, oh, I forgot the big thing in the Globe is Camilla steals Diana's jewels. I always skip that. I'm not into all that British, except for Paul, and except for those boys, Prince Harry and the other one. You can get into them because they're beautiful. Oh, well, George, no, I mean royalty. Real royalty. Paul is royalty. So, I'm trying to see. I was keeping my eye on the Drudge Report, and there was no news. There was nothing happening, because I really did, like, last Thursday, I went off the air, and they go, oh, the plane flew into the building. But there doesn't, you have to read my headline article. I never try to force people to go to my website, but you're really, news alert. A judge orders former New York Stock Exchange chief Richard Grasso to repay part of his compensation package. A spokesman for New York Attorney General, but I'm running for governor, Elliot Spitzer says. Oh, God, Elliot, people better watch out because Elliot's going to be wanting to make news, isn't he? Although he's like 5,000 points ahead already. He is so far ahead. And Andrew Cuomo, that sleazebag, is even further ahead of Jeanine Pirro than ever. A man who has done nothing in his life, who has no qualifications to be the Attorney General of New York State, who is running against a woman who has every qualification. And yet, he's, what, 15, 16 points ahead of her? And this is a mystery to me. A mystery to me. It really is. All right. I will be back tomorrow. Hopefully nothing will happen. They're not going to blow up your football stadium. And hopefully I can say, let's go Mets to the World Series. But who can predict that? Who can predict that? So everybody watch the Mets game and root for them. Root against those people doing the play-by-play. God! All dressed in red and white. I'd like to see them. So, if we're all alive, I'll see you tomorrow. Serious Left One.
Dear Mr. President, are you worried that the country thinks you're full of crap? Well, you should be. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Serious Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. There's no way a former priest can be prosecuted because the statute of limitations has expired, but he has acknowledged to the Associated Press that he and Mark Foley were naked together several times when the former Florida congressman was a boy.
He said he would go on trips with the boy, but he didn't think that was unusual. And he said the last time that he met with Mark Foley, he was guessing, was about 18 years ago, and they met and had dinner in a restaurant in Lake Worth, Florida.
AP correspondent Francis D'Amelio says the 69-year-old priest denied to her that he and Foley ever had sex. A hoax. That's how authorities described threats against seven NFL stadiums that appeared on the Internet. AP correspondent Lara Jakes Jordan reports federal officials never really believed the threat on the Internet was credible.
There was no intelligence also coming at the same time to indicate that threats were imminent. Also because, as one counterterror official points out, Al-Qaeda and other terror groups usually don't telegraph their threats before they're actually carried out.
Efforts to secure Baghdad haven't met U.S. military expectations.
U.S. officials had said they expected to see a rise in attacks during Ramadan, and Major General William Caldwell says that's amounted to a 22% jump in Baghdad so far. But he says insurgents are becoming savvy about their timing with the U.S. midterm elections just around the corner.
The enemy knows that killing innocent people and Americans will garner headlines and create a sense of frustration.
Caldwell says another reason we're seeing so many U.S. casualties is simply because of an increased troop presence, especially in Baghdad, where U.S. and Iraqi forces are involved in a two-month-old operation to clear out insurgents. Melissa Gray, Baghdad.
Former New York Stock Exchange Chief Richard Grasso ordered to pay back some of his $187.5 million compensation package. This is AP Radio News. Dancing with the Stars host Tom Bergeron is wondering if the rumors about two of the stars dating their dance partners is true.
Mario Lopez has always denied rumors that he's dating his Dancing with the Stars partner, Karina.
There's no doubt that Karina and I get along great.
And Willa Ford has also denied similar rumors about her and her dance partner. But host Tom Bergeron told The View he's not buying it.
Of course.